Texas Forest Service of A&M College brings you The Trouble at the French Legation. In the year 1843, the Count Alfonso de Seligne was in Austin representing the Republic of France as chargé d'affaires to the Republic of Texas. The Count lived in the French Legation, the most imposing house in Austin, attended by his servant, Philippe. Philippe was also in charge of his master's stable of horses. One day, Philippe was humming a tune as he entered the stable.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? What is happening here? So, a pig. One of the pigs of innkeeper Bullock, and eating our corn.
Get out, pig. Alone, go.
So, you will not leave?
Bien. I will show you what happens to pigs who eat up the corn belonging to Monsieur de Seligne. Wait until I get my gun down from the rack, and your master, the hotel keeper, can serve you at his supper table. Now, pig, you have eaten your last bite.
Hey, Philippe.
Yes, Mr. Bullock?
Have you seen one of my pigs up this way?
A pig?
Yes, a pig. John Parker said he thought he saw one of my pigs coming up the road toward the legation.
Oh, yes, a pig.
Well, did you see it?
Yes, I...
Well, hurry up, man. Quit your stuttering. Where is it?
I believe it's in the stable.
In the stable? What's it doing in the stable?
Nothing, monsieur, nothing.
Well, I'll get it out of there. Yes, there it is. Why, what's the matter with it? Looks as though it's been shot. What happened?
I shot it.
Shot it? What did you shoot it for?
It was eating up the corn belonging to my master, the Count Alfonso de Seligne, and it would not leave.
Well, of all the stupid things to do, I'll teach you not to shoot my pigs. How do you like this, and this, and this, and this?
Good evening, Monsieur Bullock.
Well, Count Cellini, have you come over to pay me for the pig which your servant shot?
No, I have come over to spend a quiet evening at your inn.
Well, you owe me the price of my pig, and I want my payment for it.
Is it not enough that you have thrashed my servant, Philippe? He was protecting my property from your pig.
He didn't have any right to shoot my pig, just because it ate a little of your corn.
Why don't you feed your own pigs enough? Then they wouldn't have to come to my stable and eat up my corn. I should sue you for damages to my servant.
Well, I won't pay you for any damages to your servant. He got what he deserved for shooting my pig, but I will collect for my pig. You still have your servant.
And you can still have your pig. You can serve him as ham at your hotel. You haven't lost anything by it.
That was too valuable a pig to serve at the hotel.
Pigs always seem to be the most valuable to their owners after they have been accidentally killed.
That wasn't any accident. Your servant meant to do that.
And I have instructed him to shoot any other pigs who come in and eat up my corn.
Well, Count, if that's the way you feel about it, you can stay out of the Bullock Inn from now on.
You are operating a public place. It is open to everyone.
It is open to everyone but you. Now, you get out.
This is an insult to me and to France. And after all that my government is planning on doing for the Republic of Texas, I shall see the Secretary of State and demand an official apology.
Mr. Secretary, the French Charge d'Affaires is waiting to see you.
Oh, well, have him come in. Good morning, Count de Seligne.
Good morning to you, Monsieur Secretary.
I have a chair.
Thank you.
I've been wanting to see you again about the loan which we wish to receive from your government.
I have been drawing up my recommendations to send to my government.
As you, of course, know, the Republic of Texas is in rather a difficult situation just now. The Texas Exchequer bills are being discounted in New Orleans to about half of their value. Now, if we can get the $7 million from France, which we've requested, it'll bring our credit up into rather good shape. As soon as we've settled with the Mexican government, so we won't have to support a large army, we'll be able to start meeting our obligations. And I think you'll find that our trade with France will be extremely valuable.
That may well be, Mr. Secretary. I will consider all these things which you have told me when I forward my recommendations to France. Now, there is something else which I wish to discuss with you.
Oh, what can I do for you?
I have been grossly insulted. Monsieur Bullock, who is proprietor of the Bullock Inn, has forbidden me to enter his hotel. In fact, he threw me out of it last night.
Well, why has he done that?
A ridiculous affair over a pig.
A pig?
Yes, one of his pigs came into my stable and was eating up my corn. My servant tried to make the pig leave, and when it would not, he shot the pig. Monsieur Bullock found out about it and struck my servant. Then he demanded payment for the pig.
Well, did you pay him?
No. Why should I? His pig was trespassing on my property. If we should allow such things to happen, the French legation would be overrun with pigs.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
I want an official apology from your government for this insult to me and to my country. And I want permission to patronize the Bullock Inn.
Well, I don't see why you should want to go back to the inn after this has occurred.
It happens that I like to spend my evenings there. Nom de nom. That Monsieur Bullock, for all his outrageous conduct, serves an excellent glass of cognac.
Well, I don't see how I can justify making an official apology for such a small thing.
A small thing? Is the friendliness of the Republic of France for the Republic of Texas a small thing? You have been asking France for a loan of $7 million. But you cannot please her representative by granting this small request.
I don't believe I should get officially mixed up in it.
Very well. Very well, I have been insulted in this country. I've been refused an apology. Therefore, I shall leave. Monsieur Secretary, I bid you adieu. Philippe?
Oui, Monsieur de Seligny.
You will pack up all our possessions. Tomorrow we leave for New Orleans in the United States.
We're leaving, monsieur?
I have been refused an apology by the Republic of Texas. I can no longer remain here.
But what shall we do with this house? Will you shut up the legation?
Yes, we will lock the door.
I would be sorry to leave this house. It's so much like the houses of France.
It cannot be helped. If I cannot be accorded the treatment which my position demands, I am better off not to stay. You will like New Orleans, I believe. There are many pretty French girls there, and there will be no attacks upon the town by the Mexicans.
If you say so, monsieur, I'm sure it must be.
Well, and how do you like New Orleans by now, Philippe?
Ah, it is very nice.
You like the music, the gaiety here?
Ah, it is almost like Paris, monsieur.
I believe you have found someone in whom you are interested. I saw you walking in the street last night with a pretty young thing.
She is mon petit chou, monsieur.
Well, I am afraid you will have to say goodbye for a while to your little cabbage, Philippe. I have been recalled to Texas.
When do you plan to go, monsieur?
In a week. It will take me that long to straighten out my affairs. You are not happy?
It will be sad to leave my friend.
Why do you not take her to the priest? After a suitable ceremony, I believe I could arrange transportation for you both back to Austin with me.
Ah, you're very kind, monsieur.
Philippe, does your new wife like Austin?
Ah, very well, monsieur. We're very happy here.
You have put the legation back into excellent condition. The house is spotless. You are to be complimented.
Merci, monsieur. I have a message to deliver to you.
Yes, yes. From whom?
From innkeeper Bullock.
What does that scoundrel want from me now?
He desires to have you as a guest for dinner this evening.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Go on.
He says to tell you that, as a friendly gesture, he'll be pleased to serve you an excellent slice of ham.
Not from the same...
No, monsieur. Not from the same peak.
Did he mention our recent difficulty?
Oui, monsieur. He says that he is willing to overlook the entire affair if you are.
And how about you? Remember that he struck you.
He's also serving my wife and me in the kitchen at the inn.
It appears that this is in the nature of being an apology. I can at least be as generous as he is. Very good. I accept. Will you tell Monsieur Bullock that I will arrive at the Bullock Inn promptly at 8 o'clock?
I will tell him, monsieur.
And Philippe?
Oui, monsieur.
Will you take a box of the new Cuban cigars to Monsieur Bullock?
Oui, monsieur.
Of course, there are some things which I have not forgotten. I have not yet received an official apology from the Secretary of State. I am afraid that my recommendations to my government were quite clear. I doubt if France will ever loan the money to Texas now.
It is unfortunate, monsieur.
Yes, a $7 million loan is quite a price to pay for the attack of one small pig on the property of the French legation.
That is all that history and legend tell us about that ridiculous affair known as the pig episode. As a result of this incident, the financially embarrassed Republic of Texas did not receive the $7 million loan from France. The historic French legation still stands in East Austin on Robertson Hill, near the corner of San Marcos and East 6th Street. The house, now privately owned, is the oldest in Austin. It is in the provincial French cottage style of architecture, with double doors and with locks and hinges bought from France. The doors are of barrel design and swing on serpentine hinges. Construction was begun in 1841. The French legation was then the only building to be built by a foreign government on Texas soil. This building, now more than 100 years old, is defying time and the weather. Made from hand-sawn oak and stoutly constructed, it is even yet in good repair. Through the years, the forests of Texas have furnished material for the houses. Texas today has nearly 2 million houses. Three-quarters of these, or nearly 1.5 million houses, are built from lumber grown in Texas. The other 500,000 houses also have wood in them. Wooden floors, doors, window sash, and trim. 2,000 retail lumber dealers in Texas distribute Texas lumber to the far corners of the state, handling millions of dollars worth of wood from Texas forests. According to Director W.E. White of the Texas Forest Service, thousands upon thousands of new homes are being built this year from Texas timber to help relieve the housing shortage. But even this is not enough. More and more Texas timber must be grown if the people of the state are to have houses in which to live. We need homes. Homes need lumber. Texas must protect its lumber from fire and use it wisely. A constant supply of timber can build a greater Texas. This transcription has been a presentation of the Texas Forest Service of A&M College as a part of the public service program of the station to which you are listening. Music was by Dwight Brown, narration by Fritz Kuhler. The broadcast was written and directed by R. Verl Johnson.